Mish, are you ready for us or are we ready for you? I'm not sure which one it has to be, but come share. And then we're going to engage our Father again.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight we're doing watermelon, honey, and pips. And, Jimmy, man. Phew, okay. It's time for our breakthrough. Right, many people have been saying it's breakthrough. And many prophetic people have been saying it's breakthrough. All over the world, they've been saying it's breakthrough. It's time for our breakthrough. And in the natural, nobody can see it at the moment. But in the supernatural, God wants to show up big in your lives. And He wants you to stop asking for small. He wants you to climb in big. And we need to grab hold of all the goodness He has in store for us. And we need to take authority over our situations and our lives. And we need to start declaring the goodness of God over our lives. So, many of us, we have strongholds in our lives. And strongholds can be anything. It could be an illness. It could be finance. It could be whatever I've got. It could be frustration. It could be hindered manifestations. All of these things are strongholds that are not leading you through to your prophetic word over your life. And so I want all of you to stand tonight. You started it, so let's carry on. All right, so what I want to do is I want you, God gave us an imagination, all right? So I want you to think of your stronghold that is hindering you. All right? I want you to take your hand, your left hand, and I want you to put that stronghold in your hand that's hindering you into your destination. It could be you wanting to have a destination in your business, but let's not get ridiculous now. I'm not saying that if it's financial, that it's financial so you can buy a boat and a house. And then I'm saying this is something that God is going to give you so you can set forth for the nations. All right? We're not talking about our selfish needs and our selfish wants and our thing. We're talking about how God is going to set us up to maybe be in a business, to be the greatest person in that business so the nations can come to you and say, how can you be so favored in a time like this? And you can show yourself as godly, great person and show them all about Jesus. So I'm not talking about selfish needs and wants. Let's get that straight. Let's take your stronghold and you put it in your left hand. Right, now God has given every single one an imagination. You might not see as a prophetic seer, but you've got an imagination. And I want you to use your imagination and in your right hand, I want you to lift up your right hand above your left hand, okay? And I want you to think, okay. I want you to lift up your right hand and I want you to see your victory in your right hand over your circumstance. Okay, I want you to take that victory over your circumstance and make it big, okay? And I want you to make it bold. And I want you to use your imagination and say, I'm going to overcome the stronghold, okay, with this victory. But I want you to look at what you will be once the stronghold is out of your life. What you will become once the stronghold is out of your life. Where you're going to be once the stronghold is out of your life. So if it's, for example, you want to go to the nations, and it's finance, where are you going to be once the stronghold is over your life? But you've got to be honest, okay? If it's something stopping it, where are you going to be? If it's in your position in work, where are you going to be once this person that's stopping you from climbing up the ladder, how are you going to be? Are you going to be, take the joy of the Lord over your life with the stronghold gone. Take the image of what you're going to look like once the stronghold's gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So we're going to take this anointing that you got in your hand, this large anointing that God's giving you now. We're going to picture it. And when I count to three, you're going to smash your right hand onto your left hand. Okay? And you're going to break that stronghold with the image of you being victorious over that stronghold right now. I count to one, two, three. What do you look like? Go turn around to a partner next to you and tell them exactly what you look like once that is broken. It is broken now. What do you look like standing in victory? What do you look like standing in victory? Come tell me what you look like, Teresa. Come tell me what you look like. In your victory. No, I've done none. Thank you. All right, you can take a seat, please. Do you see yourself standing in victory? Huh? Do you see that God is higher than any situation in your life? And you got to start taking control of the situations in your life. You've got to start declaring the word of God over your life. We need to walk in a destiny that God has planned for us. And God has shown me many a time that a watermelon basket. And my dearest friend, Sydney, is a great one for having a watermelon basket. But he's not here tonight, unfortunately. But in that basket is a whole lot of fruits. You know, when you take out a watermelon and you're having people around and you just put it with grapes and cherries and whatever you want, pineapples and all different fruits in that water basket, in that watermelon basket. And it's full of tasty fruits. And God showed me that all that fruit is coated with honey of his, from his lips of his goodness. And when he speaks over your life, that is honey dripping over that fruit. And you've got that watermelon basket, and you can eat the fruit from God's lips. And as you bite into that fruit, you're biting into God's goodness, and it drips inside of you, and it drips outside of you. This is God's sweetness over your life. So when something bitter happens in your life, what do? You take the word of God, and you declare it over your life. And as you're declaring the goodness of God, he's changing that bitterness into sweetness. Things will happen in this world. Circumstances happen in this world. But when you declare the word of God in total belief, the honey drips down into your throat, down into your belly of living waters, and you flow out of there with the sweetness of God. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are around you. You're standing strong because you know that God has got you covered. With the sweetness of his word, he's got you covered. If something's bitter in your life and you're making something that's bitter, vinegary or salad, you always add sugar. And that to me is God's word. Whenever I'm going through circumstances, and I do go through circumstances, guys, But I do not let that distract me from the joy of the Lord. I do go through hard times just like you. Everybody, doesn't matter how high you are. These big shots that are out there in the world, they go through things. Jimmy also goes through things. You, no, he doesn't. Okay, you must come teach us now. No, these guys that go through things. But you have to take the step to receive the favor of God. You have to, when you see something bad happening or somebody speaks ugly or something, don't condemn them, it's not them. But you know what? Go and listen to the word, and the word just washes you clean. It just washes you clean all the time. And the sweetness of the word just washes you clean. The word is so important. There are so many good promises of God over our lives. Promises of power, provision, peace. But there's also pips in the watermelons. And my children always say, Mom, please buy the fruit without the pips, because they do not want to be inconvenienced with eating fruit. That's today's world. But a lot of people say our problems are giants, and I say they're pips. To me, God is my giant. He is my overcomer. He is my giant in my life. And the circumstances are pips. But you know what? You need pips in your life. I'm sorry for you, but you need them. Because pips help you mature and help you grow. And with a lot of pips in my life, I have matured over the years. But I've got a lot of growing to do. And I admit it 100%. And I'm not shy to admit it. Because I'll still grow in eternity. Because God's got a big plan. And he wants me to grow every single day. So every day I learn something new. But I do have a lot of pips in my life too. But when you take a watermelon and you take those pips out and you put it in the ground, and you cover the pips with soil, what happens? You get more fruit, don't you? Okay? So when you go through circumstances, it helps you mature and it helps you persevere through life. And when you go through circumstances, whenever you happen again to you and again to you and again to you, and you think, why am I going around the circle again and again and again? Do you know what? Every time it happens, you get stronger each time you handle it. And I've had a major thing I cannot discuss at the moment because it takes too long. But on Monday, it's happened again. And you know what? I handled it very well. And I'm not boasting, I'm boasting in Christ, because Christ is standing with me and I handled it very well. And my friends have seen me grow over the circumstances. When I first happened, I was a puddle. Today, I stood as a giant with the Lord. And it's just when the circumstances happen, it's not nice when it happens, but the way you handle it is your maturity. Whew. You know, there are circumstances in your life, and I'll take one circumstance for example. I sent this guy on holiday in December a couple of years ago. And I said there was 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, but the 1 bathroom only had a shower. And what happens was, it wasn't a king-size bed, it was a double bed, and I didn't know that only he fitted on the double bed. He was so large. But I didn't know what the guy looked like. I had no idea. And he needed a king-size so he could fit his girlfriend on the other side. And I didn't know that with how large he was. I don't get photos of people. Okay. And he went on holiday, and he phoned, and he said he can't stay here. So I said, what do you mean? So he said, no, you said it's 2 bathrooms, and the other bathroom's only got a shower. But no, I only had 2 small little girls. So the main bedroom had the bath and the shower, but the second one had just had a shower. He said, they can't stay in here. So I said, well, listen, the laws are, if I have to try and re-rent it for you to get your money back. That is the law. You can't just walk out of a hotel room. You won't get your money back. And he left. And he left with the keys for the whole holiday. And I couldn't re-rent it at all, even though we were so busy. We had so many inquiries. And then when he got back, he got nasty, and he tried to sue me. And what happened was, his girlfriend was a lawyer, and they went an underhanded way, and they got a court date, and they never informed me. The court happened, and because I wasn't there, I couldn't state my case. So he said he's won the court case, and now he's got to pay me. And obviously, I didn't have that kind of money. You know, it's a December holiday, family of three on the beach. So I didn't know what to do. And the weekend came, and God says, Michelle, you're going to a conference, and you're going to go. So I'm discussing everything with my husband. I obviously tell my husband everything. I'm discussing everything. I said, by the way, this guy's suing us. And the guy came to the gate, and he said, I'm going to take your cars, and I'm taking your house and everything. And I said, but by the way, I'm going to this conference for this weekend. So he said, that's a nice way to handle it. So I said, no, God said I must go to this conference. So he said, okay. A loony. There she goes again. Going to a I had such a good time. Chad Deadman and Teresa Deadman and prophesied over my life, and I was on the floor of the whole conference. Awesome time with God. Brilliant time with God. Came back Monday. Ooh, gee, I've got a lawyer's letter. Remember now, getting sued. In any case, so what happens is I've got to pay by Friday. I said, Lord, what must I do now? He said, I told you this is closed. What I want you to do is send them an email and say, if you sue me and try and take anything of my from my house, I'm going to counter-sue you. And I'm also going to sue you for defamation of character because I've done my job 100% right. And I've got proof of it because everything is signed and sealed. So I sent him that email, and I was called in here, and I got into trouble again. You know me, always in trouble. Got into trouble the Friday, and I said, this is it. I've got to pay them by four, and I'm having a meeting in here. Not having a nice time here. Things have gone past, and it's fine. It's all sorted. I had to grow up. And I got in the car, and I was absolutely in tears. I said, what's happening? My world's crashing. Nobody loves me. You know, it's all self-pity and everything. And God said, but I've closed it. And I got home, and I opened up my email. And in my email was a letter from this guy. And he says, if you sign this letter to say that you will not sue me, I will close the case at 4 o'clock. And that was, this court case was 250,000 rand. I signed the letter. I sent it off straight away. And I phoned my husband. I said, the case is closed, as God said. So, you know, I'm not saying be stupid, but I'm saying in God's presence, there's an answer to everything. Listen to him, because in his presence, when you're worshiping God, in his presence, he overcomes everything for you. This is a fight. It was a spiritual warfare that I was going through. It wasn't anything I'd done wrong. I've done this business for 12 years, and all of a sudden now that this glory has hit me, I've never had so many problems in all my life. I'm not making you scared, but this is a spiritual warfare. You've got to stand in the presence, and you've got to abide in Christ for your answers. I've never been so attacked as I have in these last 3 years, but I'm growing up. And I'm maturing, and I'm listening, and I'm obedient, and I'm not bragging. I'm boasting in Christ because he's taught me so much, and I so love God. I so love him. I'm hungry for him, and I've got lots to learn, but I love learning every day. You know that God is so powerful, but you also need to know that God lives in you, and you live in God. And listen to this. John 16 says, he has set you up to handle life with the Holy Spirit. And that is why Jesus said, I'm going away for a while, but I leave you the Holy Spirit to equip you. The Holy Spirit lives in you, around you, and keeps on pointing you to the power of Jesus. And also the power, to me, is pearls of wisdom that enhance revelation. And that's what this whole furnace is about. Besides just getting in the glory of God, we must have pearls of wisdom to enhance our revelation so we can go from glory to glory. The Holy Spirit in you says you've got to take authority. You've got the keys. The doors are open. It's time for the church to rise and feast on the goodness of God. God's power is the only potential until you convert its strength with faith and action. You cannot sit with unbelief. And we've done that in session one. You cannot sit with unbelief. You've got to take a step, but you've got to take a step in faith. And you've also got to listen to God, what God is saying. And if you don't understand what step to take, you can take it to your leaders and ask them also to pray, or your friends to pray for you. But you have the power. God has given you the power. Paul says, I pray that God will open your eyes of your heart so you may know your power, We have been given the power. You just never occupy or appropriate the power and take possession of it. It's time to put it to test. It's time to step up, guys. It's time to take the power God has given you. That is strength. You can't walk out of the power of God unless you know it's there. Yeah, you can say God is powerful, but God is in you, so you must be powerful as well. You can overcome every circumstance with the power and the love of God. Most of you look around and see things available, but you never take the provision that God has given you. Sometimes you actually have to take a risk and venture out and step out. You know, you just got to go for it. If it's on your heart, if God's been telling you, go to Mozambique, go do this, do this. Actually, sometimes you just got to take the step. Okay? God will always be there to protect you. And if you make a mistake, God will turn it around for good. So it's like a win-win situation. Hey, you got to step out. But, you know, no matter what comes against me or comes against you, you got to realize that there's no ways I'm ever, ever giving up. I'm going to go from strength to strength because God has shown me that I'm going to show the body how to rise up and use all the gifts that God has given you and how to use them. And no matter what I get coming against me, I'm going to show you guys how to rise up and take the gifts that God has given you and how to use them. You, as a believer in Christ, are a powerful device. You are so powerful, you don't even know it. Some of you don't even know what glory. I mean, I see you now around, sitting with fire around you. Lolly, is it? No? Huh? What's her name? Lovey. There's just fire around you. But you don't even know the power that you got. So when you walk into somebody else's atmosphere that is going through such hard times, you've got the power, you've got the joy, you've got the love, you've got the peace in you. You can lift them up. You can lift them up with a smile. You can lift them up with a hand. Because if you keep on looking inside what you're going through, you'll just be wet puddles on the floor that we're going to have to keep on stepping over. We want you to rise and we want you to shine. It's time now. People have been saying it's time, but it's really time. Don't back down with pips in your life. Don't look at your basket and just see pips. Because you're not looking at God's goodness. You're not looking at how good God is with you. You're not being thankful. You're not being saying, look actually what I have got. You know what? You've all got a roof over your head. You know what? I live day by day, and today I got food on the table. My mother went and she said, I just want to buy you food. I just want to bless your family. Yeah, that's awesome. I just like sat with tears and said, Jesus, thank you. There's little things that God does all the time that if you don't be grateful for the little things, how is he going to give you the big things? How are you going to lift up your hand and praise with the big things if you can't even lift it up for the small things? Seek God and know his authority and the authority you have been given. All the answers to life, to me, is abiding in Christ. Whatever that pip is in your life, remember, it's always removed by the power of God. And abiding in the Christ and just living in his presence and just worshiping him and just going deep, deep, deep in his presence. And he just wants to call you deeper. He wants to call you deeper. He showed me, Michelle, you're still on the outskirts. Come deeper. Come deeper, my child. Because when you come in closer to my heart, I want to show you my heart for you. And that's where you find God's heart for you. You find the love. You find, wow, you know, I am special. Yeah, it's amazing that I'm actually standing up here because in the circumstances of my life, my family have called me stupid my whole life. So I'm a very, very sharp person. You never think I'm a sharp person. Actually, I'm a very sharp person. I've been criticized and put down my whole life. And I'm very sharp. And that's not a godly sharp. That's not a right sharp because that's not how God made me. God made me to be something in society. And he gave me a destiny and he gave me a plan. And only with me abiding in Christ and just worshiping God and just coming here on Thursday and just being given this floor on Thursday night through there with friends just praying for us and we're just prophesying over each other and standing as a body together, have I grown. I have grown in this church because people have just stood and they've lifted us up. And that's what we want to do. The people that are coming in that are new, we want to stand and lift them up and give them a chance as well. God is rolling his sleeves up to help you guys. Everybody's got a situation, but you've been holding it on yourself. He wants you to open up your hand like he did tonight. And he wants you to use the power that he's given to take away that stronghold in your life. I do have every spiritual blessing in Christ, and so do you. And I celebrate that all the time. But with the power of wisdom, with the pearls of wisdom, I learn how to use that gift he's given me. You just cannot get everything 100% all at once, because you will just go wild and you'll go self-centered and you'll think you're the biggest person in this world. So God gives you as you can handle. I do not have things of the world, but I do not count the things of the world as rich. I count the wisdom of Christ rich to me. I really do. My daughter gets so irritated with me. She's like, you know, you're just not materialistic at all. I said, no, that's not important to me. But it might be important to you to have nice things. I'm not condemning it. But I'm saying the richness that God has given me, if he blesses me more with that later on, whatever he wants, that's fine. But to me, the riches of his wealth and of the kingdom is far more important to me than anything else. If you get the blessings that are coming with it, hey, that's awesome. Go for it. So just live in both worlds. It's beautiful. How do we take possession of all these promises? We do have the fullness of Christ, but like Bill Johnson said, it's sitting in a bank account in you. And you've got to know how to withdraw it and use it. So how do you take possession of your blessings? A lot of people are asking that because a lot of people have had prophetic words, but they're getting disappointed that things are not happening. But some people are getting disappointed because they've been in the glory for 6 months and, God, you must hurry up. 6 months I've praised and worshipped you. Long time. I have. 6 months I've been here. 1 year, actually 2 years I've been praising and worshipping you. And I don't see the end result. What you got to do is God has seen the beginning and he's seen the end. And he's finished the fight for you. But how do you take possession is not what you do to take possession. It's realizing who you are. When you realize your identity, that you are standing in victory in every single fight and that you are an overcomer, that you know who you are, it's that simple. It is that simple. And I'm telling you, it's that simple. What I have overcome and I am overcoming now is me standing in victory in Christ. The total empowerment of the full measure of Jesus Christ himself have been given to us personally. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. That is a power. God has given you a destiny to do something. Some people are going to go and just heal the sick. Some people are going to raise up the body of Christ. Some people are going to save the people. We don't do everything, all. Some people are going to go and help the poor. Some people are going to go in business and show the greatness of God in a company. Some people are going to go to Hollywood. Some people are going to go to New York and show the greatness of God into New York. Everybody's got a different destiny planned. But you know what? No matter what it is, it isn't for your selfish needs. If you think you're going to stand and come to the furnace to get the glory so you can get all your selfish needs, that's not God's plan. God's plan is he wants to show the nations to himself through you. That's God's plan. So if you're going to go to New York to paint the backdrops of New York, it's because you're going to show the greatness of God. And you're going to tell the story to the people in New York how you actually got there through God. How did you get raised in this company from position to position? Through God. He set me up with the right people at the right time. I was just worshiping him. And he just said, look at that person. You're going to meet them. Go there that time. I was obedient. I met them. And here I am. Obedience to the word of God is very important. You are holy and blameless and adopted as the sons of the Most High God. And he is well pleased with you already. But don't make the world your issue. When you secure in your identity, you'll be secure in your purpose. Get lost in God's passion for you, and you'll see your identity and purpose in his glory and not your own. Before life happened to you, God had a plan for you and a plan to prosper you. That is my Jeremiah 29:11 is my words. I want to see you prosper. I want to see you victorious. I want to see you standing in the glory. I want to see you walking past people and they're coming out of wheelchairs. I want to see you going into hospitals and giving testimonies of people just rising up out of their bed. I want to see you walking in front of people that are sad and lost and lonely, that you can bring joy in their life. Because why? You smile for the day. Your glorious teeth that God has given you can be used, and your lips can be parted, and you can give that smile to a company of people that haven't seen a smile for ages. But that is the joy of the Lord coming out of you. Disobedience has put us in the wrong situation, but the power of God is to change your circumstances. So you were disobedient, you walked the wrong way, you wanted to go on your own, but the power of God will change your circumstances, and he'll show you in worship, individually, whilst you're worshiping, God will give you a plan and a destiny and a purpose. You're not here for nothing. You're here for a reason. You're here to show the greatness of God to the nations. Because the nations, you've got to wake up. The nations are coming in quickly. And they're coming in shortly. And at the end of this year, things are changing. It's a new time. And you've got to be ready. So either you're going to be the people of the world and you're going to live in the worldly circumstances, or you're going to rise up and going to be people of the kingdom and living a kingly life in a kingly circumstance. You've got to take a choice. Either you're going to stand in your worldly life, or you're going to rise up and you're going to shine like Isaiah 60 says. Rise up and shine. The words in the Bible are not there just to glaze over with hazy eyes. They're there written for a purpose and a plan to prosper you. You'll see changes happening for good, as God's plan for you is not to harm you. He wants to show you off. He designed you perfectly. He said, these are my children. I want them to shine in the world. I want the world to see what I've given them. Because he wants the world to come in and say, I want what you've got. You are a walking testimony for the world. They're out there. They've got no hope. They don't understand real love. And they're looking for something to worship. I mean, just take Justin Bieber, for example. I mean, that guy just irritates me. I cannot believe it. Everybody worships him. I mean, well, here, alone. But you know, they're so looking for something to worship, so they just worship him. They don't know love, so he sings a song about love, and they say, oh, somebody loves me. And this is the kids that are rising up, that are looking for love because they're not getting it at home. So they're looking for an idol to worship. Then he said to me, this is a word of the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4.6. Before God can give you the land as your possession, you have to give God your life as his possession. It all starts in your heart. God wants to take over your heart. And Sunday night, he took my heart and he says, Michelle, I just want to take the things that are still hard in your heart, and I just want to just work it. And he worked on my heart. And every day we need working on our heart. And I said, Lord, just take my heart and do what it is. Just break it into a million pieces for the people out there. Because that is in my heart. That is in the heart to see the body in this church and the other churches rise up and know the gifts that God has given them. We all want to take possession of God's blessings, and we want the full sozo whole life. Ephesians 1:14, the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. God's possession. He wants to possess your heart. He wants to take it and mold it and shape it and give you the best out of life. You cannot live without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit seals your heart with God's promises. It's God's will for you to walk in the supernatural wholeness with wealth, favor, everything in your life. It's His will. I mean, this, we've been talking about it for 3 weeks now. He wants to see you 180% turned around, spun around, sitting up there in the glory. You must be a magnet. And when you're standing at the top of that mountain in His glory, people coming past go zoop right up to you. I want what you've got. I want to walk like you're walking. I want the joy. I want the love. I want the peace. Grace is our power. Grace is God's empowerment over our life. God's grace is His unmerited power, giving us ability to go beyond our natural ability so we can rule in life. And today, I'm standing going beyond my natural ability by the power of God's grace. The miracle is going to come out of oil of the Holy Spirit, just rubbing on you, just releasing you, just empowering you, just loving on you, and just pointing you to Jesus. Our Father is a Father of dreams and visions. He is with us forever. But I just want Him to download with you now just your vision and your hope for the future. Just tonight, just to download where He wants to show you, where He wants to lead you. And just for you to walk in obedience and love for God. I think the furnace is going to be a place where you can ignite your passion, your dreams, and realize that we can resolve our conflicts and uplift each other so we can walk and journey together with amazing promises of God that's set before you. And the kingdom of heaven has authority over earth and all the natural laws. The miracles that Jesus did was a demonstration of His authority over the kingdom and over the kingdom of earth. Jesus took dominion over situations when He saw somebody sick, they were healed. And He was showing us how to take dominion over the situations in our life. When you see somebody sick, you can pray for them and they'll be healed. You can touch them, they can be healed. Jesus loves it when you just break out and do something creative. He's not asking to please do the same thing all the time. Let me pray for you. Same story. Be creative. Listen to what Father God is telling you, how to pray for that person. Listen, see, hear, because everyone's different. When you try and do the same thing at the same time, it's not going to work. God is creative. We've got to approach these days as the days from can to must. In John 14, the Lord said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, He who believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." Greater works. You know, they couldn't even fit all the works in the Bible, what Jesus did. And He's saying, you can do greater works. One person can change 1,000 lives. Imagine how much lives you can all change. Greater works than Jesus. I'm going to go a bit different, but don't freak out. 3 weeks ago, Jesus gave me the most powerful dream I've ever had. And He said, I'm giving you authority, Michelle, over all natural laws. I do not have to, in the future, very soon, I do not have to obey gravity. Gravity is going to have to obey me. And very soon, you will not even have to walk on this floor. And some of you might get freaked out about it. But it's the power of God in our lives. And I said, Lord, what an honor. And it will cause offense, but I'll wear a long dress so you can't see. But in a short time, we will all be walking in authority. And we're about to receive the greatest move of God ever. You know that you're born for a time as this? You got to stop limiting God to just Sunday worship. You got to stop living to God to, okay, you can just do that. Because if God wants to lift me up and I do not have to walk on the floor, He wants to lift you up too. Why? Because He wants to, He created all of this. Jesus walked through people. Translocated, teleported, all available for you. You got to stop limiting God. You got to open up your mindset and say, Lord, what are you going to show me? And yes, it might cause offense. But you know what? I'm obedient to God. And if that time has happened, I'll make sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be only. Before the end of this age, many people will be able to pluck up a mountain and cast it to the sea. I believe many things are coming that are going to blow your mindsets. There will be those who see many miracles and will be able to cast out every single disease that they ever come in front of. That is a time that God's saying, it's time for you to take authority of what I've given you. This authority of the kingdom will coincide with the gospel of the kingdom being preached. And one basic characteristic of those who walk in this authority is that they will walk in unity with one another. And that is my biggest thing. The authority can only come from abiding in the King and those who are joined, rightly joined to the King will also be rightly joined in His body, walking all in love and unity. It doesn't matter if they go down to the church down the road. We walk in unity. We are one body. And we must start walking in love and unity for us to see the things change here. We are not better. We are equal. There isn't any hierarchy. We are equal in God's eyes. And the biggest thing that I want to get, the body of this whole world, God has put on my heart, and He's shown me the places, is to teach people to walk in unity. Because that's when you're going to see the power of God over your life. When you show people how to walk in love and unity and stop condemnation. Sure, from this time on, just long ago, in the beginning, there were two brothers, Cain and Abel, and they didn't get on because the world wasn't big enough. Imagine how hard it is for us. But you know what? We've got holy. And there's lots of space for everybody. In John 17, the glory which you have been given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you did send me and love them, even as you have loved me. And as we see here, the glory of God's people are going to be revealed as in Isaiah 60. And everywhere in the world, God has shown me the places that are living in unity, how the glory rises from that place right through into the heavens. And it's the most beautiful sight to see. And that's when you know there's unity in that place. And that's when you know the glory in this. That's when you know the signs and the miracles and the wonders. That's when you know when you're stepping up to take your place to reign in this world, whether it's in business or it's in ministry. If you're walking in glory in your office and you're walking in unity, loving those who are condemning you, you are going to see a change in that office just by showing God's greatness over your life, just by showing a smile and understanding. You don't have to agree with everything they say, but you honor those that are above you. You honor them because God has placed them there for your purpose and to teach you. You honor your boss. You might not like his personality, but he might not like yours either. Those who experience the glory of God are bonded in such a way you cannot believe. It's hard to describe and it's hard to understand that until you experience it, the glory simply erases the pettiness and the lack of forgiveness that separates so many Christians. It is beholding His glory with an unveiled face that we are changed into His image. Our first calling is to be like Him, and our next calling is to do the works He did. And if we are like Him, we'll walk in love, we'll walk in trust, and we'll walk with the power of God. You cannot break a bond of people walking in glory. You cannot break that bond. And I've got friends to testify. We irritate each other. Let's be honest. Ah, there's Michelle again. Ah, she's such a pain. But you know, we've got a glory that we still got a friendship that we cannot explain because it's the love of God over our lives. And He's holding us together and He wants everybody here to be held together in that same love, in that same glory, in that same trust, in that same power to rise up and be conquerors. Take your situation and throw it down. Let it grow into a fruit. Let it manifest into God's greatness because God will change your situation. And He changes. I'm a walking testimony about to go through everything I went every week. And my friends know I'm going through. Oh, they get so tired of it. But what can I do? But it's a walking testimony that only in God's love and God's presence can you be an overcomer like that. Today, God taught me so much. And you know what? I've got so much more to learn, but I want all of us to learn together. So tonight, if the band can come up, and we're just going to worship. We're going to honor what the work they've done tonight. I'd like to give them a hand, please. They're giving their time. And Jimmy, I'm finished. Thanks.
I've got a callus on my hand, and that's because when I pick up heavy things, it's my body's way of coping with it. And what I'm wanting to say is that as we started off this evening, the Spirit just broke out, and He just moved amongst us. And Michelle had mentioned something a bit earlier about, you know, heart. Just God just saying, I want to make your heart soft again. I want to make your heart soft again. And I felt like God just saying that He wants us to come into a place of just receiving to the point of where He can make our hearts soft again. He can take away those little calluses, the things of life that cause distractions, the things of the enemy that cause distractions, whatever it is that's caused your heart to get calloused. I just felt like such a freedom just break out as we were just enjoying His presence. The Scriptures in Romans says, let me read it. Because King James has got such a lovely way of putting it. I'm purposely asking you guys to stay seated for now. Because we are seated in Christ. And He is seated waiting for the enemies to be made His footstool. And so there's no striving. There is rest in Him. But Romans says this, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the Spirit dwells in you, guys. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life. The Scriptures say in other translations, will also quicken your mortal bodies. And so there's a sense of that as we just submit ourselves to Him. You know, worship isn't something that we sing. It's a place of rest. With Mary and Martha, there was a place of rest that Jesus preferred to the running around, to the jumping, shouting, screaming, works, deeds, everything. There was a place of rest at His feet that He preferred to minister to us than everything else. And He is able to take away in the move of His Spirit. Take away those calluses to quicken our bodies where we need strength, where we need healing. Whatever it is that we need, we find it in the place of rest. I often think about how do people that are mute and deaf and dumb, how do they worship God? if they can't sing a single note, if they can't utter a single sound. Worship, the main instrument that we need for worship isn't a guitar, isn't a drum, even though those things are all amazing. The main instrument we need to worship is our hearts. They have a resonance, our hearts have a resonance that just, when the Holy Spirit moves over it, there's a heavenly sound that comes out of it, that God just smiles. So before we even lift up our voices, before we do a single thing, before our hands get raised, before we even stand up, I'm just going to give some time just for the Holy Spirit just to wash over our hearts. Just let Him move over your heart and let that heavenly sound just resonate up, and we rest in Him. Let Him restore us. Let Him quicken our bodies. Let Him restore us. Let Him prepare us for what's about to happen, as Michelle's prophetic words over us have been this evening. See people's feet just littered with stains as the washing of the Spirit has just left them at your feet. Those things that are hindering you, those things that are begging for your attention, causing anxiety, concern. Do not worry about tomorrow, for today is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. And we will be glad. For there is so much to give thanks for. His goodness, His mercy knows no bounds. You feel that peace. You feel that peace of just wow. So let's stand together.